We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
On this episode of the Palm Beach Current, I welcome Amy Angelo of Oceana Coffee to talk about local coffee, upcoming trends, and where you can get the best breakfast deal in the area. So excited to be joined by Amy Angelo of Oceana Coffee today. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. So nice to be here.
So for listeners who may not know Oceana Coffee, what is the story behind it and how did it all get started?
So Oceana Coffee, we are a specialty coffee roaster that was really born out of a selfish need and a passion for great coffee. I grew up in the area. I went to school here. I lived in Jupiter with my family. And I had been traveling. My husband and I had been living in Australia for a few years. He is Australian. And something interesting about the coffee industry there is it's a very elevated coffee scene. So everywhere you go, there's espresso machines, whether it's a gas station, you know, a grocery store. There's no such thing as what we know here, like that bottomless cup of coffee that you get at a diner. It right. just doesn't exist in Australia. So everything is espresso based. And we had local roasters in our area. We had amazing coffee. We were very spoiled. And when we moved back here to Jupiter, there was nothing like what we were used to. So my husband, Scotty, went online. He started finding some roasters here around the country, sampling some different beans. And then there was one coffee that kind of opened our eyes to how amazing specialty coffee could be. That was George Howell up in Boston. He is like one of the original godfathers of specialty coffee. Amazing. The coffee that we got from him, we could taste lemon and apple. And that just kind of blew our minds and then really made us want to learn more. So Scotty started roasting for us just a quarter cup at a time on a little popcorn popper that he had converted to become a tiny little coffee roaster. And that's how it started.
So I imagine you come all the way back from Australia. You look at something that you know there's a need, you start to connect the dots. When was the moment you realized that this could become a real company?
You know, it's interesting because we've had a lot of experiences. I have a few people that I blame for our success, but also the business starting in the first place. This was really just for us initially. It was a hobby. And then through a mutual friend, we were introduced to Fran, who owns Chiquesta Brewing Company and has been like a local craft brewer for many years. So we were introduced to him. Scotty and Fran got to talking about fresh roasted coffee and how amazing coffee is. And at this point, we had never sold a bag of coffee commercially. This was just two friends talking at a backyard barbecue. And Fran had a brewer's event coming up. You know, the Field of Beers was coming up. This was like 16 years ago. And he asked Scotty, he said, well, can you give me some coffee? I want to try something with a beer. And this was back in the beginning when people were just starting to experiment with coffee porters and things like that. So that introduction led to us serving coffee at his Field of Beers event. He paired us with the dessert. And we'd never really done, you know, that was not, we weren't sure what we were doing with coffee at that point. But at that event, being exposed to 300 people with great food, great beer, and then amazing coffee, that is kind of what opened our eyes to, okay, maybe this should be something more than just selfishly just for us.
Right. And then when you get into that moment, you know, what is the momentum that continued that, right? You're serving it there. And then was there another aha moment that like kind of really propelled you into the business?
I would say there were lots of aha moments. There were lots of, you know, there's always a chain of events that kind of happens, and you can see it a little clearer when you look back in time, obviously. But I would say at that moment, we kind of were realizing that there was a real void in the market. There was nothing that was locally roasted, for one. You know, just simply being roasted fresh and consumed within a few weeks to a few months makes a huge difference in coffee. So there's that. Then you take the specialty grade nature of what we do. We only roast the top 5% of coffees from around the world. So those things are hand-picked. They're grown at high altitude. It's similar to fine grapes in making wine, is how, you know, specialty coffee can translate into an amazing cup. So that, you know, kind of shifted our journey into, okay, maybe this is, we're going to set up a website. We're going to bring this to some local stores, get our coffee in a couple of local little markets, which we did. So another turning point there was the food inspector visited a little market that we had our coffee in and then called us and said, oh, this, you know, your coffee looks great. I need to come and inspect your facility. And we were kind of like, okay, well, what facility? We're doing this in the garage right now. So those next steps of going, okay, there are some rules we have to follow here. And now we're becoming aware of these rules. So I credit that initial food inspector so many years ago also with highlighting to us, you know, you can continue to stay at home and do this at home. This is how you set it up. He goes, I'll walk you all through it. But if you really want to take this seriously and take the next step, you know, so that was one of those points where you kind of look at it and go, is this going to be a hobby or are we going to do this for real? So.
Yeah. What did that feel like to have the inspector come for the first time? I got to imagine that was nerve wracking to know here you guys are starting something in your garage. I mean, why does every great entrepreneurial story start in a garage? You know, it always seems
I think so. I think coffee is always a lot of the times involved too, right? A lot of those great ideas. I know you don't drink coffee, Chris, but you know,
Maybe I will now, right? I mean, I've never heard of coffee having hints of lemon and apple and all these different things, right? I mean, and I think that's the beauty of a show like this is we try to open up everybody's ideas, right? We try to open people up to, oh, maybe I should go try this or I should take a look, especially if it's local because people like to support local people and local businesses. So in terms of now, as we head into the summer, what types, I guess a better question is, in terms of your main offerings, what are the main most popular offerings you have and what are you offering this summer that might be new to your market?
So we have been introducing some new drinks across the bar. You know, protein drinks are very popular right now everywhere. So we looked for another way to do a protein drink that was similar. So we use collagen in those drinks. They can be made hot or iced. So we have a maple collagen latte. And then a turmeric protein latte as well. Those are some things in the cafe. I would say we have become a staple in many homes locally for fresh roasted coffee. So we see a lot of our customers every week to get something fresh. And we have about 15 different coffees to choose from. So a lot of single origin, you know, it might be from one single farm in Brazil or one single farm in Ethiopia. They have very different flavor profiles. So that is a little bit of an adventure in itself. You know, our guests can come back every week or every other week and try a different coffee origin. And we've just launched a cold brew, ready-to-drink cold brew in a can as well. So that is something that we're very proud of. We've got a classic cold brew, and then we have an espresso-style cold brew. And that makes it very easy to take cold brew on the road with you, out in the boat. So,
okay. I'm also interested, how do you bring in new customers that say, you know, like you drive anywhere around Palm Beach Gardens, Jupiter, anywhere in our area, and you see the line at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. And that's how people look at coffee, right? I guess if you were to explain to those types of people, I mean, Starbucks blows my mind, right? My kids who are 8 and 11 will say, "Dad, can we go to Starbucks this morning?" And all you have to do is say yes once, and they want to do it every day, right? And I can see how they develop such a following, because then they grow into adults and they still want to get their Starbucks. And it's not cheap, right? So what is the message that you and your team have for those coffee drinkers, the Starbucks and the Dunkin' Donuts people of the world?
You know, it breaks my heart a little bit to see, you know, how, you know, when you drive by a Starbucks and there's 10 cars in the drive-through. We've just built a drive-through in Lake Park. So we're of course pushing to be very convenient, easy stop for people on their way to work or on the way with kids. So I would say, you know, if you're enjoying a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts every day and you really are wanting to know more about coffee, there's so many more flavors that can be present in those coffees without adding artificial flavors, lots of sugar, lots of milk. You know, I think we kind of play around with a little bit of a marketing campaign. You know, Oceana Coffee is coffee for adults or coffee for people who love flavor and love food. I do see that Starbucks and Dunkin' tend to skew their marketing towards a younger crowd to get them hooked. You know, caffeine is an addictive thing. So is sugar, for that matter. So you take caffeine and sugar and you combine the two and it's like, wow, this is great. But there's so much more to coffee, and there's so much more good that can be done when you're supporting a local business versus a large chain. You know, businesses like ours are rooted in the community. We hire locally, but we're also really supporting local charities, local causes. The concept of spending your money with a local versus a chain, and I'm sure you know this from coming from the corporate world, a lot more of those dollars, I want to say it's about 70% there's been a lot of studies done on big corporate chains. When you spend your money with a local company, about 70% of that is staying in your local community versus the big boxes.
Right. Well, it's good to know for all those people listening that are waiting in a line right now to pick up your Starbucks and listening to this. I mean, give you guys a shot, right? So totally agree. I mean, anything local, I mean, I think it's a better feeling. You could develop a camaraderie with the people that are there, but you know that you're supporting something local compared to something that it's such a corporate brand. You know, one thing is, we have this conversation, it reminds me a lot of people that are wine enthusiasts or beer enthusiasts, right? And people that get into wine, they travel to different parts of the world that they like their wine. You know, you go out to Napa, you sit at the wineries, you try the wine. Same with beer, right? I lived in Southern California for a time, and so many brewmasters were there in San Diego, like, you know, just different types of places that were everywhere, and you would just go try their things. But I don't really think of coffee much this way, and I think this is exciting. If I wanted to, or a listener wanted to get into learning coffee, how would you do that? Where do you start to even learn what a good coffee is and how you become involved in it?
Well, we always love to welcome people into our stores to talk with us about coffee. So, you know, one of the questions that we like to ask people is, do they drink coffee at home? So that kind of starts us into a conversation of, you know, what kind of coffee do you like? We do have some coffee education classes once a month. So we have a series of about 4 classes. The first one is coffee farm to cup. And then we do a coffee tasting class. So in that class, we'll actually taste about 6 different origins. We pair that with different foods, you know, different chocolates, different nuts, because there's a lot of flavors present in coffee that you may not realize if you've never tasted it really thoughtfully or in a setting like that. You know, I think as Americans, and I was the same way until we started roasting our own, coffee is a ritual. You get up every morning, you make coffee, you add your sugar, you add your cream. Historically, there was no reason for me to try it black or to really understand where the coffee was coming from. But when you enter a world with Oceana Coffee and you kind of look at all those origins, that we roast, and you notice that, okay, the Ethiopia has notes of blueberry and dark chocolate, and the Sumatra has an aftertaste with a little bit of a peppery finish, kind of like a Shiraz. And then your Brazils and your Central and South Americans are very milk chocolatey, you know, and a little more nutty. So it just, it's kind of an adventure in flavor, honestly. And I think that's, you know, when you're talking about visiting breweries and having those same conversations, it's those of us that are really passionate about flavor and just so curious about where things come from. It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. I would have never known, you know, how, you know, I think growing up, you hear like, oh, Colombian coffee, or I've been to Costa Rica and Costa Rica has coffee. A lot of Latin America countries have coffees. And then you go into Europe and people in Europe drink coffee religiously, and they despise the coffee that we have here in the US because it's usually not strong enough for them or not flavorful enough. If I come to Oceana, you know, and I say, yeah, could I have, you know, two creams and a sugar? Do you get kind of a sideways look from your staff, or do people, how do you prefer that people come in and try your coffee?
We love people to come in wherever they're at. And we've had people that have come in as a coffee and two cream, two sugar, you know, 15 years ago, and gradually they become a no cream and no sugar type of customer. There's no wrong way to drink coffee. We always encourage people to drink it how they normally would, but you might notice that you need a little less sugar, a little less cream. And then you start to notice that, oh, wow, there's some different flavors under there I've never realized. So you just kind of end up adding less additives if you like the Americano, like that brewed coffee style. And as far as the espresso, you know, our cappuccinos and our lattes are just, they're a typical Australian style of espresso. So it's very sweet, very chocolatey espresso as a base. And then when you add the milk, it just becomes a nice, sweet coffee drink without adding any sugar. So it's very different than something that's very dark roasted or very, you know, a French roast. And that coffee doesn't come from France. It's just roasted in a French style. So it's very dark. But those bitter, really over-roasted notes, a lot of times will need sugar to compensate. Or a Cuban coffee is the same way. Cuban coffee has a lot of sugar, but it's usually to compensate for a very darkly roasted coffee.
Okay. Very interesting. You mentioned putting collagen in coffee now. What are some of the trends that are emerging that you guys are really excited about that you'd like to maybe go towards as you move forward?
You know, there's a lot of trending right now towards functional beverages. You know, we've got a lot of examples, and we're playing around with some drinks on our own that include some mushrooms, like a turkey tail or a shaga reishi mushrooms. And really looking at, you know, people are trending a little bit away from alcohol these days. And then finding something else that might fill that gap of going, I just want to have a nice drink in the afternoon and that is going to relax me potentially. So that could look like a decaf latte with some functional mushroom blend in the coffee. So there's a lot of interesting things coming around for us. I think the baseline is it's always got to taste great. It's always got to be a great cup of coffee. We're never going to do something or add something to a coffee that takes away from what the coffee is. But we do see a lot of trying to combine some of those health benefits. So collagen is great for your skin, for your hair, added protein, your joints. So we do see that kind of combining the health benefits in beverages right now.
Right. And then just to pivot a little bit to our area, you know, what do you think it is that makes this area such a great place to build a business? Do you have aspirations to greatly, you know, expand the business in other parts of the US, or do you want to double down and really just build a local presence here?
You know, we've been doing this for so long here. I think this Palm Beach was a great place for us to start this brand because it's a little bit of an elevated experience. You know, when we first opened our doors, no one could understand why our coffee was a little more expensive than the big chains. And after that first sip, they kind of go, oh, well, I think I get it. This is very different than what they're serving. Oh my gosh, I totally just forgot what your question was.
whether or it's, this is the beauty of podcasts, whether you wanted to stay local or grow and expand.
Yes, we do. We do have dreams of growing this brand beyond Palm Beach, but I think that's what I was getting at is Palm Beach was a great place to start. We describe it as an everyday luxury. You know, coffee is not really expensive in the sense that, you know, it's not caviar, it's not gold, but our style of coffee is a little more expensive. So I think entering the market here in Palm Beach made that a little easier for us. And people understood that this is a little bit of a luxury item. But at the time, there were not many people doing this in the whole state of Florida. So that made it a little interesting to start here in Palm Beach as well. We absolutely want to grow beyond this. We have some partnerships coming in the Palm Beach Airport very soon. We're opening a new location in brand new Allen B. Miller Hospital that was just built in Gardens. And we've kind of branched out into some other entrepreneurial ventures in the same building in Lake Park. So we look to grow our brand and grow it, you know, beyond Palm Beach County, but still looking to really make a great impact here as well.
No, that's amazing. I mean, it's fun to hear all the different things that come with growth and success and being a part of different, like a hospital. I mean, that's a huge way to gain business and get your brand out there, I'm sure. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, charitable and fundraising things. In my preparation for this, I read a little bit about the Cup of Kindness initiative. Tell me a little bit about that.
So Cup of Kindness is something that we started, I want to say it was about 2018 when we first started this. And it really, it became something that we wanted to kind of shine a light on some of our local charities. There's so many great organizations here in Palm Beach County that do a lot of good for our community. And the Cup of Kindness was a way for us to expose our customers and our guests that come in on a daily basis to some of those amazing charities that are doing great work here in Palm Beach County. So it's a great collaborative marketing effort for us and for them. You know, we choose three charities each quarter and we highlight them in our cafes. We have three jars in each of our cafes and it has, you know, the logo of each charity. So while you're standing there waiting for your coffee or your tea, you can read about these three charities and maybe you've never heard of them before. Or maybe you have one that you're like, oh my God, I love Furry Friends. You know, we got our dog from there. I love this group. So I'm going to vote for them. So essentially, each time you come in and buy a coffee or you buy something at Oceana Coffee, you can vote for your favorite charity. So at the end of the quarter, whichever charity has the most votes wins a $500 check from us. And it gives us a reason and something to talk about other than just us and coffee. Right. We get to talk about the great work that those charities are doing. They get to highlight us also to their groups. So it's a great collaborative effort. One of the best things I see come out of it is those three charities will end up working with each other a lot of the times. You know, they'll be able to, they start networking and communicating with each other and going, oh my gosh, I have this issue. And this one says, oh, I dealt with that last year. Here's how I dealt with it. You know, it becomes a really great community little effort.
Yeah, no, what a great idea. I mean, there are so many great places around here to support and they always need our help. And you want to give as much of your time as you can, but it's tough because there's only so much time of the day. So I really like the sound of that, what you did there. And thank you for doing that.
Of course,
At this point in the show, I like to do some rapid fire questions. We do this, I change them up a little bit, but there are some that are the same. For you, I'll ask a unique one. What's your favorite coffee drink that you order at Oceana Coffee?
Oh, I love our cappuccino. It's a double shot of espresso and steamed milk, and it's just perfect. That's my favorite.
What about your favorite restaurant? If you and your husband are going to go out on a Friday night, what are maybe your one or two top spots that you're going to go to?
You know, I would love to say my favorite restaurants are those that serve Oceana Coffee because we are also a wholesaler. But it just so happens that my favorite restaurants are also actually our customers. So Culinary Cafe, they were our first customer over 15 years ago. They still serve our coffee to this day. And I love all of the Little Moyers. So Food Shack, Leftovers, they have a new place they just opened, Sweet Fish. So we're so lucky here. We have such amazing restaurants that I've, you know, the list would be longer than that, but
yeah,
those have my heart.
No one ever struggles with answers to that question. I mean, and it is interesting. A lot of the same ones come out quite a bit, but then somebody throws a nugget that you're like, oh, I've never heard of this place. And, you know, it ends up being a really fun part of what we do here. What about your favorite Palm Beach County business or service provider? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
That's a great question. We work with some great local vendors of different products. And that's something that we're in our new location in Lake Park. We actually have a kitchen upstairs. So we're starting to work with some new local companies. So maybe it's a baker, a cookie supplier. We have this amazing lady right now. It's called Mama's Nuts. And I wish I had it with me right now. She's got this whole line of different flavored nuts. So we have those in our cafes right now as well. That's a hard one to think of. I'm trying to think of.
There are a lot. And usually people I interview, they're like, hey, I came up with something after the fact, and then I'll publicize it on social media if needed. But yeah, I mean, there are so many great places.
So many great places. We've worked with the same insurance guy for 15 years. You know, we were introduced to Kyle Henderson. He works with a lot of the local breweries. So I'm sure nobody says, oh, I love my insurance guy, but we do love our insurance guy, Kyle Henderson.
Perfect. Good shout out for Kyle.
Yes.
Just a couple of things to wrap up. You know, closing question. You know, imagine someone's listening to this 10 years from now, and you want to leave a message, right? You want to leave them a message with what you'd want to hear about building a business, supporting the community, and pursuing something they're passionate about. What is something that you think would resonate with them all this time from now? And then you look back and say, I think we did a really good job with this at our business.
I think the biggest piece of advice, or the biggest thing I could ever say to anyone, is just get started. You know, so many people, and I'm sure you've experienced this, you think about something for so long, you know, perfection is the enemy of progress. You can really just think about all of the best case, worst case scenarios for years. And if you start taking action, it actually leads to some momentum and you start to see success. So my biggest thing that I could say to people is just to get started.
That's great. Excellent advice, I think, all the way around. Amy, tell the people that listen to the show how they can follow Oceana Coffee and the locations that they could visit.
Yes. So we are on all of the social media, Facebook, Instagram. Our daughter does our TikTok for us now, Oceana Coffee. We have a website. So if you want to order your coffee online, that is great. Oceanacoffee.com. And we have two locations in Tequesta, one on US 1, one on Old Dixie. And our brand new headquarters is in Lake Park on 10th Street. So if you're headed south to go to Costco, we're just like moments away from Costco. You can come through the drive-thru and get a coffee. And we do have an amazing breakfast special right now during the week. It's $6. You get a breakfast sandwich and any coffee on the menu. So that's from 7 to 10. And it really, you cannot beat that deal.
No, you really can't, especially with the way prices have gone up everywhere.
Well, Amy, you can hardly buy the ingredients to do that. So
you really can't go to Publix, Whole Foods, anywhere. You're going to spend an arm and a leg to do anything. But Amy, yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. I've learned a ton about coffee. Hopefully the people listening today have too. And please, everybody, go by and support Oceana Coffee. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you inviting me. Thanks.
Thanks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.